And welcome to our program. I'm Richard Dugan, and I thank you very much for joining us. It is unbelievably already February 2008, second day of the month already, and we're going to be through all 29 days. That's right, 29 days. We're going to be talking about special days on the calendar and other related events, if you'll stay with us. And we'll be taking phone calls as well. I'm Richard Dugan. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story, bringing you new paradigms for a new world. Understanding is the key point, as well as bringing you new ideas and new concepts, new ways of thinking and believing. And we are here on a Saturday morning and every Saturday morning from 11 to 12 to help you to broaden your horizons, your thinking, your feeling, and so forth. And we've had quite a number of diverse guests over the course of the last 5 months, if you can believe we've been on the air for that long, in our sixth month here on Tell Me Your Story, as we have talked with various people, Greg Braden and the Divine Matrix, and we've discussed the subject matter and the topics regarding this divine energy field that's out there and our ability to create, and also talked about the God Code and how that interplays as well. We've had the 3-Minute Astrologer, David Hawthorne, on as well. Matter of fact, just so you are aware and preparing, next Saturday, the 9th of February, we will have the 3-Minute Astrologer on the program. And he is going to take your calls, take your name. Your first name is all you have to give, your birthday, your birthplace, and your birth time. It needs to be very accurate. And then he will give you a 3-minute reading here on Tell Me Your Story that will hopefully give you some information about yourself. So prepare for that. The following Saturday, we will also have psychic Joan Sabinski. She's going to be on the program again, making a return visit to, again, assist you in the process of getting started in this new year. This is an interesting month, not only because it's the second month. Today is a number of special days. I'm not familiar, as familiar, but we're going to get a little familiar with it, I think. Try to get some information about this being a pagan kind of holiday of sorts, Beltane and Candlemas. And also it is also leap year, so we're going to have other things that are taking place this month, an extra day, the 29th of September. And we certainly hope that you're going to use that extra day wisely, so to speak. We hope you'll stay with us here on the program. And, okay. Bridget? Okay. My wife and I took a trip to Ireland a few years back, and we visited a well. They call it Bridget's Well. And it's there in Ireland, and today is Bridget's birthday. And I actually have in studio with me my wife, Amrita, and you know more about Bridget than I do. Can you go ahead and pull that down to you?
Okay. Well, she's a saint, and today's her birthday, and I think she's probably people are more familiar with her in Ireland or Wales or Scotland.
In the Celtic area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is she sort of the saint of? I mean, does she have, what is her area of, shall we say, I mean, St. Jude is like the of lost people, I think, or lost things.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when we were in Ireland and we drove.
Well, there was a special well there, yeah, for, you know, people to make wishes and things. Yeah.
And we have a couple of pictures, which at the time when we looked at them the first time, didn't notice it, but there are some interesting images there that we didn't see before.
Yeah, we saw like a little fairy there. For those who believe in fairies, anyway.
Well, anybody listening to this program, I'm hoping, is a believer in that regard.
Yeah.
But it was rather extraordinary because when we went, and it was on this date,
in
2004.
Yes.
It was
cold and windy,
a little rainy, which was perfect.
Yeah.
And it was really an interesting experience to be around that well. I mean, it was a beautiful place. We'll have to find those images and post them up on the website.
Yeah,
so people can take
beautiful.
A look at them.
Yeah. Well, all of Ireland is beautiful.
But today is also, in addition to Bridget's birthday and Beltane, or you refer to Candlemas,
mm-hmm.
it's also your birthday.
Yes.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you are my guest.
Oh, my gosh.
No worries. No worries. We have worked together to kind of prepare this program over the last few months and even before to come up with the kind of program that will help people, that will give them information that they may or may not get elsewhere, but that has a positive, uplifting twist.
Absolutely.
And we had a program a few months back where I started out by saying, it's a celebration. Today is a party. We are having a party. Well, today is another one of those.
Yeah.
And for us, it will continue on after the program. But when we started putting this together and when we came up with, well, and actually you came up with the piece of music because we were driving through Ireland and we were listening to Mary Black and this particular song came up.
Yeah.
And you, just had the feeling that that's the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
the theme. That's the focus.
Yeah. Because that's basically what you want to do is you want to have people tell you their story. And there are so many stories out there, you know, and we need to listen to people instead of trying to talk so much, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, on a program like this, we do need some talking.
Well, yeah, but, you know, yeah.
But, right, exactly. We have had, and we've met some incredible people as well.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The American Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Mooney. Stuart Mooney.
Very nice man.
Very much so. He and his wife were in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great experience with them, and of course here on the program as well. I was lucky enough to have him in studio.
Yeah, yeah. Since he's a local person, yeah.
And also Frederick Elias.
Frederick Elias, yeah.
I Can, I Will is the title of his book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the program. And
another great person.
Oh yeah, very much so. Matter of fact, it was rather interesting, wasn't it? That same day that we also went to the Santa Barbara Bowl to see Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we saw
And
him.
There he was. So we have had a rather extraordinary experience of bringing this program together. And I would have to say maybe we didn't really bring it together in that sense. It was like, okay, it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time to have something positive instead of all that negative stuff that's out there. You know, people get tired of it, brings people down.
It does, and that's and I think we've only had maybe one moment in the entire 5 months we've been on that we gave a gentleman an opportunity to share his thoughts and his feelings, and then we moved on, because again, you know, this isn't a program that's designed for people to challenge the guests or the topic per se.
Right,
to present those ideas,
absolutely,
to give people a new framework,
yeah.
thinking outside the box. I was talking with somebody yesterday about this whole idea of thinking outside the box, and I said, well, actually, I need to consider a whole bunch of new boxes, so to speak, that have not even been built yet, that we can build.
There's so much out there, you know. I mean, that's what you want to do, is bring all that to people so they can make their own decisions about things, you know. That doesn't mean that we believe in everything that's on the show. It's just that it's important for people to make up their own minds about things.
Yeah. If it resonates with you, wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, if it doesn't, that's fine too. You know, because maybe that isn't for you. But maybe we will have a program, as I said before, coming up in the next couple of weeks. You're going to have an opportunity to call in, and you're going to be able to get readings both from David Hawthorne next Saturday and from Joan Sabinski. She will be providing psychic readings on the 16th, I believe it is, the 16th of February. It's a Saturday, 11 o'clock here on Tell Me Your Story. And we certainly would encourage your phone calls. So write the phone number down of 879-5478, 879-5478. This program is also brought to you by the Flying Dolphin Chorus of Santa Barbara and the Barbershop Quartets thereof. And they are providing a really neat opportunity for you this Valentine's Day to give your sweetheart a singing Valentine. and we hope that you will avail yourself of that. You can go to richarddugan.com, click on that big red heart on the first page, on the home page. It'll take you to some information. There's a phone number as well as a flyer you can print, and you can also send that to them, and you can order this wonderful expression of your feelings for your sweetheart, male or female. I wonder how many men they've sung to that the woman has ordered that. But I'm going to actually.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll get a hold of them in next week or so and find out if they've ever had a woman order this for her special man. And as a matter of fact, I ordered this for you last year.
Yeah.
And that's how I got involved. As a matter of fact, I will be among one of maybe two or three quartets going around Santa Barbara, Goleta, Montecito, Carpinteria. I think we're going out that far and singing. So that's going to be a fun experience.
Yeah.
It's just really a lot of fun. So I certainly hope that you will avail yourself of the opportunity to give something unique, something different. It's something that's going to be remembered. I mean, it wasn't addressed at me last year. It was addressed at you, but I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was it was.
And
just
so does
so
everybody
cool.
where I work. They all kind of enjoyed it. So
yeah.
It's kind of fun.
So I hope that you'll take advantage of it. Go to my website, richarddugan.com, click on the heart, and order yourself, your sweetheart, a singing Valentine. And they'll come there and sing to you two love songs, and I'll give your sweetheart a beautiful handcrafted rose along with a card and Valentine balloon. And an experience to be remembered for years to come, to say the least. So stay with us here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and this is a Saturday. It's the 2nd of February. It's an unusual month because it's a leap year, and in that leap year, we have 29 days in February. 29. I'm still not clear as to why we do that, other than supposedly there's something to do with keeping us on time. Of course, the universe doesn't care about time, but for some reason we do. It is also the day, it's Groundhog Day, and we found out today that, well, according to Punxsutawney Phil, we're going to have six more weeks, my gosh, 6 more weeks of winter, more cold weather, but that's fine too, because that'll all play just fine into the process. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I want you to stay with us. We have some new people coming on the program in the coming weeks, as I've been mentioning. We're going to be talking with a woman. Her name is Flo on the last Saturday in February, and she's going to be telling us about her program and what she's dealing with in regards to a website called Soul Support Systems, and it is designed similar to this program to help you to develop your soul abilities, if you will, to help your dreams to come true, to bring about a greater sense of peace. It's very interesting how when you get into a mindset, you're trying to bring about certain things. You're trying to focus on, this is something that I want. I want a new job or a new spouse or a loved one or $1 million or whatever it is. And you begin that process, and then all these other thoughts come in and try to, knock it down. And she has programs that can help and assist in keeping the mind focused, and we'll be talking with her about those aspects as well. And we're looking forward to, in the coming weeks, to also be talking with the folks who brought you The Secret, some of the people who participated in that program. That is something that we're very much involved in the sense that we've been doing it for years. It's just come up to this name, the law of abundance, the law of attraction, however you want to phrase it. It's been around, obviously, for centuries, but in modern history, it's been around for decades. It's just been referred to by different things, and now it's been put into a little different package and being presented to the general public. And it's the thing that occurred to me the other day as I was driving, trying to focus on the things that I want. The one thing that really came to the very top, wasn't anything that I wanted that was tangible. I just wanted happy. I just wanted to be happy.
Yeah, and most people want to
be happy. That's it. And then all of the other things just follow.
But aren't you happy?
Well, I wish that it were possible to stay. I mean, just stay in that bliss.
Stay in that moment. Yeah.
And there are those who say that it is.
Yeah.
There are those who say that you can focus, you can be happy all the time, and that doesn't mean that you're so happy that some people think you ought to be mm-hmm. put in a nut house.
Yeah.
But that you have that inner peace, that inner knowing that, as the modern phrase is, mm-hmm. it's all good,
yeah.
you know, and you just are,
mm-hmm.
and you stay in that moment. You don't go back in the, you don't go in the past, and you don't project to the future, because mm-hmm. Those are what generate the fear and the anger and the frustration and all of those other things.
Yeah.
Another gentleman we're hoping to have on is the author of The Next Evolution, A Blueprint for Transforming the Planet. His name is Jack Reed, and we are hoping to have him on in the coming weeks as well. We happen to see a DVD that's available up on the website at YouTube. And you can probably find that at YouTube by going there it's YouTube, and typing in The Next Evolution or Jack Reed, what have you. He and many people, even myself and Barbara Marks Hubbard, who we've had mm-hmm. on the program, we've yeah. talked about this whole aspect of community and how important community is.
Yeah.
We are wanting to foster that in our own lives, in our own little area where we live, but we're also hoping that you will be interested enough in it to bring it about in your life. And community is a different concept than what you might think. And we're going to be talking about that in the coming weeks with Jack Reed and, again, The Next Evolution. So we hope that you'll join us. I'm Richard Dugan. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This Valentine's Day, give your sweetheart a gift that will be remembered for years. A singing Valentine from the Barbershop Quartets of the Santa Barbara Flying Dolphin Chorus. For just $40, less than the cost of a dinner out, a quartet will serenade your sweetheart at home, at work, at a restaurant, from Carpinteria through Santa Barbara and Goleta. We'll present a Valentine balloon, a Valentine card with a special message, and a crafted rose to your sweetheart while we sing two beautiful love songs. Call 805-962-5876 to reserve your singing Valentine today. Space is limited, so call now, 805-962-5876, or click on the big red heart at richarddugan.com.
Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and you're listening to that very program right now, and I'm in studio with my producer and wife, Amrita, and we're here talking about a wide variety of different things, not only her birthday, Groundhog Day, it's leap year, we get 29 days this month. I'm not sure exactly how that works into paying your mortgage or your rent. You sort of get an extra day, I guess, for the same price. But we're also, you know what? We will even take your phone call at 879-547-8879-KIST. We have Patricia on the line, who actually happens to be a leap year baby. Now, I'm curious, Patricia, were you born on the 29th?
Oh, yes. I was born on February 29th.
And so you only get to celebrate your birthday once every 4 years?
That's correct. And I was very grateful to find out that I was going to have a birthday in 2000, because the leap year only appears every 4 years, but not every 100 years, unless that year is divisible by 400.
Ah.
So in 2000, I got a birthday, but the people who were leap year babies back in 1900 did not get a birthday for 8 years.
Really?
Yes. So I felt very lucky.
Well, I guess I'm confused, because if there was a February 29th in 2000 and they were born on February 29th, how is it they didn't get one?
No, I mean the people who were born before 1900.
Yes.
And during that centennial.
Uh-huh. Oh, I get you.
They did not have a birthday.
So they did not have a 29th of February in 1900?
Correct. Nor 1800, nor 1700.
Oh. So she means that, like right
because
on
it's every
on
4 years, and 1900 wasn't mm-hmm. the fourth year.
No, it was the fourth year, but
it wasn't divisible,
not
right?
Divisible by 400.
Oh, I've got you. Okay. It's too early for math for me. That's all. So let me ask you: have you been listening to the program for very long?
No, actually, I'm just here in Santa Barbara. I'm visiting.
Oh, okay. Well,
where are you visiting from?
I'm visiting from Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you, as we've been sharing some of our ideas and some of the guests that we've had on in the past and what we have coming up for the future, what is it that you're looking for in your life that you want to bring about?
Oh, gosh. I probably would like to be able to work again. That would be a lovely thing.
To work?
Yes, I can't work right now.
Oh. Okay. And what is it that you would like to do? I mean, if you had your dream job that you could do, what would that be?
I would probably be working in a lawyer's office because I did legal work before.
Mm-hmm. Like a paralegal then? Or?
Yes, yes, as a paralegal. Mm-hmm. And that would be a fun thing for me to do because it's stimulating intellectually.
Oh, definitely.
And the lawyers have a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as the intellectual aspect, just by virtue of knowing that the year 2000 is divisible by 400 and 1900 isn't, those folks didn't. That takes a lot of thought. Indeed. Well, this program is designed, since you're just tuning in for the first time, it's designed to provide new paradigms for a new world. What kind of world would you want to create?
Oh, I don't know that I'd want to create anything. I'm living in Sacramento right now, and actually that is a delightful city because it prides itself on it being a city of trees.
Ah.
So all of the streets are lined with trees.
Wow.
Which certainly helps during the hot summer because you walk through the shade instead of the hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
But it is beautiful to walk around Sacramento. I've only lived there for 5.5 years, but I'm delighted with it
mm-hmm.
because I really like trees.
Mm.
And so I think that if I wanted to create a world, I would want every city to have as many trees per block mm-hmm. as Sacramento.
Well, I don't know if you've visited State Street that runs down through the center of Santa Barbara or not. But there are a myriad of trees up and down that street, and it's a beautiful sight when you're just walking up and down along the shops and so forth to be able to walk in the shade. And even in the spring and summertime, when the sun does get a little more intense, it is very nice, and to say the very least. It makes a big difference as well just in terms of the weather around you. In terms of some of the things that we've talked about today in regards to community and creating that type of situation where you have a group of people who are in, are you familiar with being interdependent?
No, I mean, I understand what the term means, but I don't know as a separate type of.
Well, actually, it is the same definition in terms of community to where you're all working together towards sort of a common goal of sustaining the community, and everybody brings their own skills and abilities and talents to that community to make it thrive.
Oh, yes, I believe in that, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's symbiotic,
yeah,
actually. And I believe in that, and I think that people need to know their neighbors, and they need to be able to share things. And, mm-hmm. For example, if you don't want a piece of furniture, take it out, put it out front, and within 2 hours it will be gone
mm-hmm.
because somebody else can make use of it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, that's funny that you say that because when we were living back in Phoenix, we had some furniture that we were wanting to get rid of, but we didn't want to throw it away and put it in a landfill, and that's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple of days, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are always people who are looking
that
for those kinds.
Yeah.
They're in need of something. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I have a desk that my sister rescued from the side of the road. It's a charming little desk,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's like she was driving by, she saw it, she stopped, she picked it up, and she used it for years, and now I'm using it, and it's a charming little thing.
It's become a family heirloom.
One needs to be aware, however, of the weather. Don't
well,
walk
yes.
out during the rainy season.
Yeah. This is true. Yeah, well, we've been getting our fair share of rain and have had, that's one of the downsides to living where we do up on the hill, and we use wood for heating the house, and all of the wood that's available is all wet. And so I have to wait for it to dry out before I can use it. But it's nice that it's there. And that's the other thing about community is you use as much of what is around you. Again, I want to say within reasons, because you don't want to deplete your area of those good things that are there. Like, you don't want to be cutting down all the trees around you just for firewood.
Exactly.
You need to find another way. It's one of the beautiful things. When we were in Ireland, we were staying in a small cottage on an island, and we would use, they would have processed peat. That we would use. And they would dig that out of the ground and shape it and form it, what have you, and it burned great. I wish we could find that here.
Yeah.
You know? Well, we don't have that many bogs.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
You need bogs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Patricia, I sure thank you for calling in and listening to the program. And you can also hear these programs if you're interested in checking out other aspects of what we've been talking about over the last 5 months. You can go to richarddugan.com and go to the radio shows page and just scroll on down and listen to any of the programs that we've had on before.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Thank you.
And thank you for coming to Santa Barbara
calling.
And visiting. And thank you for calling. Absolutely.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that was Patricia, and you can make a call as well by calling 879-5478, 879-5478. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. My wife, Amrita, and I are here today. Just basically kind of an open phone line if you'd like to give us a call, 879-5478. And we're sitting here talking about a wide variety of different things. And we both have been through some interesting times in our lives over the last few years, just the process of moving here. That's one interesting story in and of itself, but the one element within it, because we were talking before about being happy and being mm-hmm. secure and feeling it's all good,
mm-hmm.
Really was in the month of February of 2006
mm-hmm.
when our lives literally changed and we began to think about moving here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
how... It, you know, and if you were to put aside the whole process of selling the house, mm-hmm. if you put that aside, how at peace we were, how happy we were.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no fear. There was no real anxiety because it was like we knew that it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we listened to our inner voice, and I think everything went, it fell into place because it was meant to be. You
mm-hmm.
know, it was meant to come back home, and it. Everything, the house sold so quickly, and I mean, within a month it was sold. You know?
Yeah.
And
we probably exited the real estate market at just the right time.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it was amazing how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're here, and we're both working and growing, and our family up on the hill is growing, and
mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing.
I think with that. Tells people is that, you know, you listen to your inner voice and you let the universe do its work, and it always ends up for the best, you know, for your desires.
You become part of the process, and it makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's hard to do sometimes when you've been trying to control the process or, you know, push it in a particular direction.
Yeah. Usually it doesn't end up working out very well if you try to push things.
No. And I can certainly attest to that fact that it does not work. Coming from a place of desperation, that's
mm-hmm.
part of pushing, you know.
Yeah.
If you're desperate and wanting this thing to happen.
You need to back off.
You need to back off.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a wide variety of different opportunities that are on the fire, so to speak. The metaphor of irons in the fire, quite a
mm-hmm.
number of them. I don't know which one is going to take off first,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just really working at just letting those sit there, and the universe will say, okay, it's time to go
mm-hmm.
this way, and it'll be the right thing.
Yeah.
Being in the right place at the right time is rather easy.
Yeah.
If you just let it be.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and the number here is 879-5478. That's 879-5478. And we encourage your calls here on the program as we continue on through this second half hour of the program. And we would love to hear from you and hear your stories. As part of the program is about having you tell us your story. Did you follow that one? Tell us your story. Where you found that place of peace in what could normally have been for some a place of chaos, a place of fear and anxiety and frustration, and yet it's like you just floated on through it and it all worked itself out the way it was supposed to. I told this story, I think, last night at dinner, where we were driving up the hill that first night, 2:30 mm-hmm. in the morning, and I didn't think about it at the time, only after, that how driving up the pass in the fog, I don't know if I can do that, but I was following you, so I wasn't even really thinking about the fog or the other stuff.
Yeah. And okay.
Tell me your story. All right. Hold on just a moment. Okay. And we have a special guest on the line. And why don't you enter and sign in, please?
Hi, my name is David Hawthorne, and I'm calling to say happy birthday to Amrita on this wonderful day.
Thank you.
February 2nd.
Yeah.
And you were born at 3:45 a.m. in Santa Barbara, and I'm not going to mention the year.
Thank you, but I don't really care. But
Well, it's good to hear from you, and of course, David will be here for a full hour next week.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, I'm happy to report that you have Jupiter transiting your second house this year for the entire of 2008.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to contribute to your wealth and your status, and especially through communications, publishing, teaching, consulting, and advisory roles. And you have wonderful Saturn transiting your 10th house of career, so you can have lots of long-lived accomplishments through hard work and self-efforts over the next 2 years. And then that's followed by Saturn in your house of income for another 2 years. So Saturn's transit for you for the next 4.5 years is quite favorable. And so I'm just happy for you. And you've got Sun right now transiting your house of independence and entrepreneurial success. And generally, you'll notice that your Sun rules your career, and so when Sun is transiting favorable houses, like basically from January, from the 1st of January, every year, mm-hmm. your career should be moving in the right direction through about the middle of April, so those first 4 months are good.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time that it's good would be the middle of May to middle of June is always good. And then the next time is middle of July, and that's going to be good all the way through, from the middle of July all the way until the middle of October.
Oh, wow.
So whenever Sun transits a favorable house,
uh-huh.
this will be good for your career and the field of action. And then there's three times a year when Sun will become weak, and then there'll be a little bit of setback or disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, you know, it's your birthday, and it's very good to celebrate your birthday and to be with friends and to be honored. And so I just wanted to call and pay my respects. I have a lot of respect for you and Richard and
thank you very much.
What you guys are doing out there. And I hope you know, things continue to build and go your way.
Yeah.
And Richard, make sure that Amrita is wearing lots of pearls. We like pearls on her.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of white colors and pearls, so pearl earrings, pearl necklace, very, very good. And taking liquid calcium magnesium is good, and wearing white colors is good. And then lots of green colors and green plants and emeralds, also good for this chart. Those are the two most significant things. So think pearls and emeralds for this chart. Those are quite good. Yellow sapphire is also quite good for this chart. So those are the three most important ones. Ruby is good and fine and safe, and blue sapphire is good and fine and safe.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not so much necessary because you have a wonderful Sun in Capricorn. Makes you earthy, practical, truthful, loyal, hardworking, self-made, ambitious. Now, your main period ruler is Rahu, which is fine, mm-hmm. especially if you feed the birds in the morning. That's a good thing for Rahu and
yeah.
help afflicted persons from time to time.
Yeah.
Your sub period is Jupiter for the next year, and Jupiter rules your wealth and your status and family life, and it's in your natal chart in a very good position, connected with happiness at home, fixed assets and property, and I like the transit of Jupiter throughout 2008. You should really focus on speaking, teaching, consulting, advisory role, those kind of things. Even education is also be involved in students or education or teaching or something. Mm-hmm. So, all right, I've said more than I meant to, but so how are you doing?
Doing quite well, and by the way, she's co-hosting with me here today.
Yeah.
Oh, very
and
good.
Doing very well.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So are you guys going to go on air pretty soon?
Well,
we
are on air.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock, 11:38 here on a Saturday morning on Groundhog Day.
Whoopsie.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
No, that's fine. Everything's great. Yeah.
Okay, good.
We appreciate the call and look forward to talking with you and opening up the charts and the sun signs to our listeners next Saturday.
Yes, great. Love to do that. We'll talk next week, and if anybody calls in, we'll do a little mini reading on the air and give them some of the main points.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's always good to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Amrita, and you enjoy, and you guys stay well and have fun and have some good food and good rest and enjoy life.
Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank
namaste.
You. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Namaste.
Bye-bye. That was David Hawthorne, and he is going to be our guest next Saturday, and he is going to be taking your calls at 879-5478. That's 879-KIST. You can give us a call right now, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to tell us your story. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to talk with you and find out who it is that's listening to the program and where you're coming from.
Absolutely.
That's part of building community. That is part of what it takes to make community work, is that level of communication and understanding. We're not asking anybody to believe the perspectives from where our guests come from or even the callers come from. We're just asking you to try to understand. You may not agree, and that's fine, but it's just so important that we begin that process, bridging that gap of the unknown. It's kind of like going into the great void. You know, in the past 5 months, I've shared, probably quite a bit about myself. Some would say, well, why in the world would he do those things and that or the other? Well, because that's what I did. And some might say the same thing about you, but the fact of the matter is, it's your life, and you need to follow your heart, your inner voice, whatever it is that you care to refer to it as, to move forward, to make, again, those dreams and a reality in your life. And it is possible. It's truly an amazing thing when I look back on my life and I see the various things that have happened that I never would have thought on the front side of it that would have happened.
Yeah.
And yet, I've been wanting to get to the ocean for years. Didn't know how it was going to happen. Been wanting to have this kind of a radio program. I've been interviewing for almost 30 years and wanting to really fine tune the focus of it. And here we are today. I didn't know how that was going to happen.
Yeah.
When you let go of the how, when you let go of the form that it's going to take, or I should rephrase that, not so much the form, because that's what you want to visualize, is what will it look like? You want to let go of how you're going to get there. You don't know whether you're going to make a left turn or a right turn. That's up to the universe to decide. And you have to follow those impulses. I mean, that's one of the biggest things of all, is following the impulses that you're given and not ignoring them. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to go back and go the direction that I was guided in the first place.
If I could share a story of a person that I happened to run into a couple weeks ago. She was from a country that was that she really had to escape from. And before she was able to make her way to the United States, every day she would dream of having her own home and laying on the grass under the palm trees and the ocean. And she's now here and actually has her own home and does those things. And I think that when you visualize and have a dream, you just hold on to it and know that it'll happen, as she did.
Mm-hmm.
And who would ever think that she would be able to escape from a country that she, did, and actually found her way to Santa Barbara and is living here now. I mean, it's just incredible.
And you have to wonder if she had any influence on that process of visualizing and imagining, mm-hmm. or if she just did it innately,
I think she just did it instinctively. Yeah. I mean, she didn't have any access to any of the teachings that we do, and she just did it on her own. And, you know, my gosh, you've just listened to that inner voice, you know, and just believe, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of things can happen. Mountains can be moved.
Absolutely. Being in the right place at the right time is a phrase that I have often used about myself and about us.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone, I am easily, unfortunately sometimes, swayed by some of the circumstances in life, and then I feel like I'm in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to continually remind myself that every step along the way, no matter what, I'm in the right place at the right time,
and
at
know,
all times.
And know that it's okay to be sad sometimes, mm-hmm. or anxious, or worry about the bills, or whatever it is that upsets you, to know that you will have that from time to time. And it actually gives you a balance, and it makes you realize the good times even easier,
mm-hmm.
because you have that point of reference, you know.
Yeah.
And just let it go when that happens and say, okay, don't beat yourself up. It's okay to have down days, you know, we all do. And just move forward from there, you know.
Yeah, it is one of those things that we do have to learn how to do. And some days it is easier than others.
Mm-hmm.
But allow yourself to be wherever you are at mm-hmm. that given time.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you, you know, sometimes you just need to go over in the corner and just, you know, cry and make your puddle or whatever it is and just be in that space, because you're going to come out of it.
Yeah, we're all human.
Nothing's permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all human.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and it's wonderful to be here with you on this Saturday morning. We're going to be wrapping up the program here in just a little bit, but we're going to take a short little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that we're involved in and some of the other possibilities for guests that we're going to be bringing you over the coming months here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us.
Last Valentine's Day, I gave my wife a singing Valentine performed by the barbershop quartets of the Santa Barbara Flying Dolphin Chorus. I was lucky enough to be there when they sang to her and gave her a crafted rose, a Valentine balloon, and card with a special message. It looked like so much fun, I became a member. So if you call 805-962-5876 and order a singing Valentine, I might be singing to your sweetheart. And for just $40, less than the cost of dinner out, they'll remember this gift for years to come. Call now. Space is limited. That's 805-962-5876. Call now. Again, 805-962-5876. Or click on the big red heart at richarddugan.com.
Tell me your story. Please call 879-547-8879 KIST. I'm Richard Dugan. My wife Amrita and I are here. She's also my producer in more ways than one, because she has given me several ideas that we've actually followed through on. Frederick Elias was actually one of those. You were looking at some materials that you had seen and gave that to me, and I followed up, and we had him on the program, and mm-hmm. then it turns out that in one way or another, he is connected with where you work. So I thought that was a rather interesting yeah. circle that we came through.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to share with our listeners about something that we've been talking about for mm-hmm. a couple of months.
Yeah.
And we are hoping that in May or possibly June, we haven't decided yet, the universe hasn't told us yet exactly when and where, mm-hmm. but that it's something, it's a special event that we're putting together for the listeners as well as the program guests that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we live in such a beautiful, unique area, and there are so many wonderful people here, and there's so much that we can do, you know, as far as farming and bartering with each other, and that sense of community. And so Richard and I thought that we would have a gathering of sorts in a location here in town somewhere where people of like mind and people that want to make a difference and want to be part of a community might come, or people that just want to know some of the guests that we are going to have, that we have on the program, would like to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of planning a little bit of a gathering in the next couple months, maybe May.
I know a couple of dates in particular that we're kind of musing about, May 1st, mm-hmm. and of course,
yeah.
The summer solstice, mm-hmm. June 21st. I think it's 21st this year. I'll
yeah.
have to check a calendar. But.
Yeah, well, and also, that's Beltane, and Imbolc is February 1st, but mm-hmm. I made an error there because I was on the spot. But
this was a surprise to her. She did not know she was going to be my guest today.
Yeah.
And
so I got a little flustered.
I wanted
beginning.
To make
but
the
anyway,
day very special, but go
for,
ahead.
For May Day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
right.
Maybe that would be a good time, or maybe the solstice. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll just see, you know, how it comes together. And
yeah.
it'll probably be an evening, and, you know, we'll have some food and libations, and
mm-hmm.
people can sit and talk, and so...
We've had the opportunity when we lived back in Phoenix to have gatherings similar,
mm-hmm.
Though it wasn't tied into a radio program. It was just an opportunity to have people that we knew, that we associated with,
mm-hmm.
That were of like mind and so forth over to our home.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful. And you just, you know, mill around, you have a little food and mill around talking with different people and sitting
mm-hmm.
on the floor and just enjoying the energy
mm-hmm.
in the space.
And that's when I was working with Sunyata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's speaking of Sunyata Saraswati. He's a co-author of Jewel in the Lotus. And just an extraordinary individual.
Absolutely.
In and of himself.
Yeah.
But the people that surrounded him and that came together for those gatherings,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I hope I never do forget those times.
No, never.
We want to try to bring those kinds of opportunities together. We don't call them parties. We call them gatherings because that's what we're doing. We're gathering together, to just share whatever
yeah.
it is that we have to share. And we will let you know exactly when and where. We'll post it on the website as well yeah. as mentioning it on the program. And we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you there
yeah.
at one of these gatherings for Tell Me Your Story. And hopefully we'll have a number of our guests that we have had on. As a matter of fact, I was sharing this idea with Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, who was on 29th of December. And
mm-hmm.
she has the lattice work that she has basically discovered and developed.
Yeah.
And I was sharing this with her, and she says, if I'm in the country, I will be there.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, okay.
That would be wonderful to, I mean, whoever shows up, it's, you know, it's going to be perfect, whatever it is.
It really
yeah.
is. It really
yeah.
is. So we just wanted to put that out there, just let you know that that's an opportunity that's coming. We would certainly encourage you to keep listening to Tell Me Your Story, checking out the website, richarddugan.com. Would really love to hear from you as well. Email at Richard@RichardDugan.com. That is Richard@RichardDugan.com. If you would like to email Amrita, she can be reached at the same address. Just so we know where the emails are coming from, I'll forward them on to her email mm-hmm. address, and then
or
she
you can
respond
also,
to you.
Reach me at Era Heart Herbs.
EraHeartHerbs.com, and that's Amrita Ma at mm-hmm. EraHeartHerbs.com.
Yeah.
And it's something that that. Is part of what we are trying to do with this radio program. So we hope that you will continue to tune in and follow along with us. I think that one of the most extraordinary interviews that we've had thus far, and I mean they all have been great,
yeah.
great interviews, but one that sticks out in my mind was the one that I had with Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much...
Great lady.
A great lady, yes. It was more the experience of the interview that blew
mm-hmm.
me away, and the things that we dialogued about that was so extraordinary to me. And so I just really enjoyed that particular program that we did. But as I said before, all of them have just been a lot of fun to do. And we've just kept very busy just trying to gather the guests together to bring you interesting programs as well as informative, to help you to, you know, again, create a new world using the new paradigms that we present to you.
Yeah, and I think it's another thing that people, I think, are starting to realize is that it doesn't matter what your age is. Everybody has life experiences, and we can all learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're, 15 years old or you're 80. So to drop the age is really kind of important, and just start experiencing the people.
Yeah. As I once said to someone, it's not when you get it, it's that you get it.
Absolutely.
And it's what you have to share, but not how much time you've lived in terms of experience.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all endowed incredibly with experiences, no matter what our ages are. Even a 15-year-old is going to have some pretty intense experiences that they will be able to share, as well as an 80-year-old, and everybody in between. So we encourage you to stay tuned to the program. Tell me your story and give us a call at 879-5478, 879-5478, and let us know what your story is and where you've been and where you're going. What about the dreams and aspirations and desires that you have? And some of those dreams maybe that you've made come true that at the time you didn't think, oh, this is impossible. But, I'm going to put it out there anyway, and I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah. Sometimes we can help each other make our dreams come true.
Yeah. And again, that's why we have different folks on. Mm-hmm. You are also involved in the area of herbology. I mean, you've been studying this for a number of years.
Yes, I have.
I've been researching it and looking for the various medicinal purpose uses.
Yeah.
You use it in cooking. Many of these things you can use in cooking. Many people do.
Wow.
But there are also medicinal uses for many of the various herbs. And what about, the thought just came to me, what about spices? I mean, does that fall into the same category?
I think so,
a little
yeah,
separate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that plays into your arena, if you will, Avera Heart Herbs.
Well, I think that for the most part, we use herbs whenever we get ill, more than anything from the store, and use folk remedies or even some of the old Irish remedies. And I've been doing that for about the last 10 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I think our immune systems are being bombarded with a lot of the chemicals that are on the market. And I don't think on a day-to-day basis that we should really be using them, that we should be, relying on our own immune system and building that up and not trying to avoid getting sick. And, sometimes it's okay to get sick, I think a lot of, people are of the belief that they need to go and run to the doctor and get antibiotics, or they need to, take the flu shot. And, I would never tell anybody not to take the flu shot, but I don't personally believe in taking the flu shot or really using antibiotics. I mean, I'm sure if I was deathly ill, on an emergency basis, that's something different. But on a day-to-day life,
regular
you
thing.
don't need to be running to the doctor every time you have a little sniffle, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And
sometimes the universe is telling you it's time for you to rest a little bit. You've been working hard.
Absolutely.
And you need to take it easy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the body needs to rest.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little bit more than just sleeping for 6 or 8 hours a night.
Yeah. You start feeling a little sick, and one of the best things you can do for yourself is to chop up a clove of garlic and eat it,
Well, I know that you put together a mixture of garlic and honey, we've used that on a regular basis.
Make a little bit of a syrup. You chop up, a couple bulbs of garlic, and you let it sit in the honey for, 6 weeks or so, and then you strain that off, and you can use the garlic in cooking, and then you use that honey as for medicinal purposes when you start feeling, like you're getting the flu or a cold or something.
I know that, and I know you feel this too, that the sensation of swallowing that can be rather intense.
It is very intense, yeah.
But but it's a lot better than continuing on with the condition, because this helps to to clean and cleanse?
Well,
and
it makes you, it raise your body temperature. You sweat it out.
And, yeah.
You know, especially if you, you know, take a couple tablespoons of that and then go to bed and wrap yourself up real good. And,
yeah.
You know, the next morning you feel a lot better.
Yeah. You know, and some people say, well, but NyQuil does the same thing. I say, well, yeah, but then again, you know, that doesn't necessarily have natural properties to it, per se.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you once again for joining me on the program. Okay. And I certainly hope that I haven't upset your apple cart by surprising you with this. You've done a wonderful job today.
Well, thank you.
And I thank you for being a part of this program and working together with me in bringing this program to not just Santa Barbara, but to everybody who listens to the programs on the Internet.
Yeah. It's a great joy.
It is a lot of fun to do. Mm-hmm. And we are going to have even more fun as the time goes on. We're going to expand this program, and we certainly hope that you will join us. Now, what I want to let you know about is next Saturday. You've already heard him on the program today. David Hawthorne will be here next Saturday for mini readings. We call him the 3-Minute Astrologer. He'll give you a reading in 3 minutes, have your birthday, birth date, the date, the time, I should say, and your name, the date, the time, and the location. Okay, so have those ready for next Saturday, and then give us a call at 879-5478. I'm Richard Dugan. You've been listening to Tell Me Your Story, brought to you in part by the Barbershop Quartets of the Santa Barbara Flying Dolphins. Order your singing Valentine today. Go to richarddugan.com to find out more. Love to Lal. Have a great day.